April 29, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Glad and generous hearts. Opening prayer. Father, please have the truth of your word offers reign in my heart and be expressed in both my words and actions. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 18 through 36. Then they went in to King Hezekiah and reported, "We have purified the entire temple of the Lord, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the table for setting out the consecrated bread, with all its articles. We have prepared and consecrated all the articles that King Ahaz removed in his unfaithfulness while he was king. They are now in front of the Lord's altar." Early the next morning, King Hezekiah gathered the city officials together and went up to the temple of the Lord. They brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 male lambs, and 7 male goats as a sin offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. The king commanded the priests, the descendants of Aaron, to offer these on the altar of the Lord. So they slaughtered the bulls, and the priests took the blood and splashed it against the altar. Next they slaughtered the rams and splashed their blood against the altar. Then they slaughtered the lambs and splashed their blood against the altar. The goats for the sin offering were brought before the kings and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them. The priests then slaughtered the goats and presented their blood on the altar for a sin offering to atone for all Israel, because the king had ordered the burnt offering and the sin offering for all Israel. He stationed the Levites in the temple of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres in the way prescribed by David and Gad, the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. This was commanded by the Lord through his prophets. So the Levites stood ready with David's instruments and the priests with their trumpets. Hezekiah gave the order to sacrifice the burnt offering on the altar. As the offering began, singing to the Lord began also, accompanied by trumpets and the instruments of David, king of Israel. The whole assembly bowed in worship, while the musicians played and the trumpets sounded. All this continued until the sacrifice of the burnt offering was completed. When the offerings were finished, the king and everyone present with him knelt down and worshipped. King Hezekiah and his officials ordered the Levites to praise the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness and bowed down and worshipped. Then Hezekiah said, "You have now dedicated yourselves to the Lord. Come and bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the temple of the Lord." So the assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings, and all whose hearts were willing brought burnt offerings. The number of burnt offerings the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 male lambs, all of them for burnt offerings to the Lord. The animals consecrated as sacrifices amounted to 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep and goats. The priests, however, were too few to skin all the burnt offerings, so their relatives, the Levites, helped them until the task was finished and until other priests had been consecrated, for the Levites had been more conscientious in consecrating themselves than the priests had been. There were burnt offerings in abundance, together with the fat of the fellowship offerings and the drink offerings that accompanied the burnt offerings. So the service of the temple of the Lord was reestablished. Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced at what God had brought about for his people, because it was done so quickly. Reflect. What encourages you most about worshiping with fellow Christians? All through the dark days of the previous reign, the priests and the Levites were available to present God to the people and the people to God, but it was simply not possible for them to do their duty. The new king, in contrast, did not merely set them free, but gave them express command to get on with the job, and that was precisely what they did. Then he led himself by example, as he went up to the house of the Lord at the head of the rulers of the city. An outpouring of generous thanksgiving resulted. Thousands of sacrificial animals were brought to the priests. What a messy, bloody affair. The reason for all the blood is explained to us in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. It was a foreshadowing of the blood that would one day be poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. This is one of the three examples of what constitutes true worship in this chapter. There was also the noise. Yes, noise. Of trumpets, cymbals, harps, lyres, and communal singing, to extol the praises of God. And there was the solemnity of the king and the whole assembly kneeling down in reverence before the Lord. Are these three aspects represented in our own worship too? Do we make sacrificial offerings to God from glad and generous hearts on account of his self-sacrifice on our behalf? Do we join in heartily to make joyful noises to him in the congregation of his people? And do we have a habit of bowing before him, both privately and together with other saints, in reverence and awe? Apply. Is there any part of your worship, personal or corporate, that requires a change or reboot? Closing prayer. Teach me, Lord, and enable me to worship you as you deserve.